Welcome to Next Day Prep. What we are watching tomorrow.
What a split personality market we had today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average just carved out a fresh record high, but the Nasdaq couldn't quite get there. What's the story behind this divergence?
It's all about earnings, my friend. Pure and simple. We saw the old guard, the blue chips, really step up to the plate. Names like Coca-Cola and 3M delivered strong reports, and that was enough to push the Dow into record territory.
That makes sense. 3M had a monster day, up over 7.5%, that really lit a fire under the entire industrial sector. And it wasn't just 3M, was it?
Not at all. The aerospace and defense space was fascinating. RTX also hit an all-time high after a solid beat-and-raise report. But here's the twist. Lockheed Martin and Northrop Grumman both traded lower, despite their own earnings beats.
That's a classic sell-the-news scenario. It's a great reminder that the headline beat isn't always enough. The market is digging into the guidance, the margins, the nitty-gritty details. If the story isn't perfect, traders will take profits.
Right. Now, the top-performing sector today was consumer discretionary, and I think we can point the finger directly at one company for that.
Oh, absolutely. General Motors. What a report. They were up nearly 15%. They beat expectations, raised their full-year guidance, and most importantly, told the market that the impact from tariffs won't be as bad as feared. That was the green light investors were waiting for.
And that strength bled over, right? Ford traded higher in sympathy ahead of its own report later this week.
Exactly. It sets a very positive tone for the legacy automakers. Interestingly, GM also mentioned that demand for EVs has softened a bit, and they're shifting some production back to traditional gas-powered vehicles. It's a pragmatic move that the market clearly appreciated.
So we've covered the winners. Let's flip the coin. Where was the pain today?
The pain was concentrated and severe in the materials sector. Gold had its steepest one-day drop since 2020. I mean, it got absolutely crushed.
Wow. So after that record-setting rally, investors just rushed for the exits?
It was a perfect storm of profit-taking. A firmer dollar, stronger yields. It just sucked the wind out of the sails for precious metals. And that, of course, hammered the miners. Newmont Corporation was one of the biggest losers in the entire S&P 500 today.
Got it. And what about the tech and megacap space? The Nasdaq was lagging after all.
That's the other side of the story. Most of the Magnificent Seven were sluggish. The main culprit in communication services was Alphabet, which fell over 2% on concerns about a potential browser from OpenAI. That's a direct competitive threat, and the market doesn't like it.
And the chipmakers were weak too, which is always a key area to watch.
For sure. The semiconductor index was down, showing some broad weakness. This is where you have to be tactical. The analysis we're seeing suggests avoiding chasing that late-day fade in the semi-ETFs. It could be a sign of exhaustion. Focus on the names with real, durable, relative strength.
Okay, so let's get tactical. With a cautiously bullish stance heading into tomorrow, what are the key setups on your radar?
Well, the market internals are actually pretty strong. We saw about 5 stocks advancing for everyone that declined, so we're looking for specific opportunities. For a continuation play, I'm watching KLACE. It's in that semiconductor space, but it's been a leader. We want to see if it can hold key support and continue to outperform its peers.
And for an anticipation setup?
It has to be Tesla. They report on Wednesday after the close. The stock is coiling, building energy. Traders are watching to see if it can break out ahead of the numbers. It's a high volatility, high stakes setup, but one that could offer a big reward if you get the direction right.
So with no major economic data on the calendar, it's really all about these earnings reports driving the action for the rest of the week.
100%. Earnings are the only game in town. The market is parsing every single report, looking for clues about the health of the consumer and the broader economy. The leaders are being rewarded, and the laggards are being punished. It's a stock picker's market.
An active trader's environment. The key takeaway seems to be, follow the earnings strength, be selective, and know your levels on these key setups. That's all the time we have for Next Day Prep. Trade smart, everyone.